Bringing you everything under the Disney umbrella. Network 1901.
Hey, the Networkers, Shannon here. So today's story is from somebody that I met way back when I first joined the Raylo community. And since then, she has still proven to be a very welcoming and positive presence in my life. She's the host of two amazing Star Wars podcasts and also does some very killer fan art. Highly recommend you check that out after listening to this episode. But without further ado, welcome to episode 2 of Lipstick and Lightsabers.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Nettie from Women of the Wills and the Balanced Star Wars podcast. How did I get into the Star Wars fandom? Well, I started when I was kind of young. I'm a prequel baby, and I watched the prequels as a young girl at my grandmother's house on VHS, and I had little action figures, little toys of it, played with them, but I wasn't really too into it. It wasn't until 2015, when The Force Awakens came out, that I immediately reconnected with the fandom and dove in headfirst and immediately just got into it, creating fan art, and then I got into podcasting. Now I have two podcasts, as I mentioned earlier, Women of the Wills, which I co-host with Megan, and she's awesome. I love her so much. We focus on women in fandom and like basically just the female experience of Star Wars. And yeah, it's different how women view Star Wars and media because of, you know, culture and all kinds of stuff is different than like the male centered kind of view. And now that we're getting stories from the female perspective, actually from Lucasfilm, females are having the opportunity to connect much more with Star Wars and the fandom in general. How do I engage in fandom? Well, I guess I already kind of answered that. Like I said, I have podcasts. I create tons of fan art, probably a little too much. I try to do Raylo fan art, but that works out sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't. I mostly focus on, in my fan art, the women of Star Wars. I love just focusing on them and creating beautiful renditions of them in my style as best as I can, representing them in the best way. How has Star Wars impacted my life? Well, I have made so many connections with so many people around the world thanks to this fandom, internationally, globally, just all kinds of places that I never would have imagined I could have had connections to. And not only has, you know, my friendship's grown, but also my experience in the art community as well has grown a lot. I have places in New Zealand, Poland, where people have bought my art because of the Star Wars fandom, and it's Star Wars art. And it's just so crazy to me. Think like all this stuff, like it's overseas, and then my podcasts that I co-host, like people overseas listen to those as well. And I think that's so cool to have that international global reach. And I feel like, summed up, the Star Wars fandom has impacted my life in an extremely positive way. What am I looking most forward to this year in Star Wars? I feel like the thing I'm looking most forward to probably is going to be episode 9. I feel like that might be a little bit of a generic answer, but I mean, that's all I got, because I'm so excited to see how the sequel trilogy ends. I'm so excited, especially to see how our heroine, Rey, completes her journey. And I'm really into, fingers crossed, for a Rey and Rose team up friendship in episode 9. That would be really great. We need more female friendships on screen. Yeah, just really excited to see how the Skywalker saga wraps up. And I'm very excited to see how Raylo ends up as well in episode 9. Yeah, thank you so much for having me on here. I really appreciated being able to share my experiences. And Thank you again so much. I'm so excited for all this content that we have coming soon. Thank you.
You've been listening to Lipstick and Lightsabers, presented by Network 1901. This week's story was from Kennedy Perez, and you can find her at Nettie Nerferter or at Women OT Wills. If you'd like to be part of the show, you can send in your Star Wars story at lipsticklightsabers1901@gmail.com. I'd like to give a special thank you to our patrons for making this show happen, and if you want to reach out to us, you can find the network at Network 1901 and myself at McCarter Shannon. I'll see you next time. Bye!